from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amazon could soon open a bricks-and-mortar retail outlet at Crossgates Mall. The Amazon four-star store is one of 31 either open or planned by the online retailer at locations nationwide. Crossgates store would be the second to open in New York. Amazon's four-star stores carry items that carry a four-star or above rating from customers, as well as top sellers and a selection of new and trending items. Amazon says customers can test drive electronics and other devices, learn about products like Amazon's Alexa, find toys and games, and even buy books. The store will be located on the upper level of the mall, not far from Lord & Taylor, and almost directly above the Apple Store. It is not clear how soon the store will open. Read the full story in the Times Union. Christopher Martin is reporting for Bloomberg. Hundreds of additional utility workers working over the weekend were not enough to restore power to everyone in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey after tropical storm Isaias hit the region almost 7 days ago. At least 16,000 homes and businesses remain in the dark as of early Monday, August 10th, marking a 6 day without service. Most of the remaining outages are on Long Island, in the Hudson Valley, and in western Connecticut, according to utility websites. The extended outages have angered Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont. Both states have launched investigations into utility efforts to restore power. Consolidated Edison Incorporated had 26,000 outages in New York as of Monday morning, and more than 3,800 workers removing trees and downed wires and repairing equipment destroyed by the storm. The company said it is on target to restore service to the majority of its customers by Monday night. Eversource, which serves Connecticut, said at least 99% of its customers will be restored by late in the day, August 11th. Read the full story at Bloomberg.com. Nora Mishenek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Librarian Jacqueline Elmore Emel put her time to good use during coronavirus pandemic lockdown. When Elmo Amel first began working at the Mountaintop Library 5 years ago, she found slides, genealogical records, and a filing cabinet stuffed with old black and white photographs. She then began scanning and adding them to the digital collection of New York Heritage, a website run by the Empire State Library Network, but work progressed slowly. When the pandemic closed down the library in mid-March, Elmo Amel was able to continue her archival work despite the shutdown. Elmo Amel, along with Elise Brown, another Mountaintop librarian, scanned thousands of slides previously unseen from the library's collection over the past 6 months, expediting the process by about 5 years, Elmo Amel said. Elmo Amel said she has absorbed more history by handling old letters, records, and photographs than she could have ever learned in school. Once the task of digitizing the library's collection is complete, Elmo Amel plans to move on to digitizing the Mountaintop Historical Society's materials. Her goal is to make the Society's collection more accessible to the general public. The process reinforced her belief that libraries should preserve information and also share that information with a wide audience. The Mountaintop Library digital collection can be found at nyheritage.org, and you can read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.